Hello everyone, it's Richard Lewis here with another video, and today I'm going to be talking about a topic that's been kind of all over Counter-Strike lately, and that is the topic of the emergence of a young, talented player called Rops from Estonia. Now, this is a guy who's been talked about for a while. This is a guy who's been really taking FPL by storm. For those who maybe don't follow Counter-Strike but might be interested in this topic tangentially, FPL is basically the Face It Pro League. It's where pros go to play with other pros, pick up games effectively, if you're from other esports. Well, anyway, this kid has been something of a sensation. He's been one of the dominant forces in FPL, the highest rated player, the most desirable player to have on your team due to his unbelievably high win rate, and as a result this has started tongues are wagging. Now there's been lots going on kind of to really enable, you know, this kind of debate to happen. First of all is that I think Face It, you know, no disrespect to them, but I think there's a perception that their anti-cheat measures aren't perhaps the best. They've certainly made moves to change this, but in the past they've been criticized for not having a recognized anti-cheat piece of software. Now, let's be honest, no anti-cheat piece of software seems to win over the crowd. Nobody says they're all good. You know, if it's ESL Wire, people say, oh, it's easy to bypass. If it's VAC, people say, oh, it doesn't do enough quick enough. You know, whatever it is, people are never satisfied. Because the cheating issue, as far as many people in the community are concerned, I don't share this opinion, but for many, they feel it's out of control. Now, you see any talent emerge in an environment where people are dubious about the anti-cheat measures, well, immediately, it's very easy, isn't it, to say, how do we not know he's a cheat? Because we've got no confidence in the anti-cheat measures. Now, when you're playing against elite level pros, one of the things all pros do is if they don't know who you are, if you have no reputation, if you don't have LAN achievements, then they'll dismiss you. They'll dismiss you, you know, just on that basis, really, because they do. And if you're beating them and you don't, the question is why? How? You know, how are you able to beat me? You know, why haven't you gotten a LAN? Why don't you have these achievements? So this was kind of highlighted recently. And I don't want to single Jesper out because Jesper's a cool guy. All right. But he did say something during a stream that kind of made it to the front page of Reddit. I'll just play you the clip. It's here.
Sorry, one small pit.
One graveyard.
Oh, fuck this Rops retard.
Getting wrecked.
I don't know why the fuck we don't just ban him. He's never gonna show up at the LAN. I don't even want to join a team.
Right, so that's JW, and again, right, let me just say, first off, we exist in a ridiculous community. If you're in Counter-Strike, or any big esport, everything you say on stream, and understand there's immense pressure to have a public presence to stream. In fact, if you're a player, it's factored into your contracts more often than not that you have to stream X amount of hours. And every time you stream and you're at the mercy of your emotions and you say something stupid, it's going to get clipped, it's going to go to the front page of Reddit, and people are going to discuss whether or not you're a bad human being for saying what you said in a human moment. Right now, at the time of recording this, I've got my own on the front page of Reddit, where some guy who was shit-talking Anders and shit-talking us, because he was beating us in a game of CS, I had to reinstall CS. I don't play it. I don't, you know, I was just playing with friends, really, because, you know, I got asked. You know, and because I said, well, he'll just have to content himself with this particular, you know, this being the high point of his life, you know. Meanwhile, people like me get paid money to talk about games and he'll have to do whatever he does for a living. People try to extrapolate that to say, I hate poor people. I hate people who work in the fast food industry. You know, people just jump at any opportunity to criticize anyone. And so it was with this JW bit here. Now, you know, you'll notice as well, Magic's boy put plus one. There was a big sentiment about banning Rops from FPL. A lot of pros didn't know who he was, didn't trust him, so they wanted to ban him. Now, to JW's credit, because JW is a nice, genuine human being, he came out, and again, we'll just get a bit of sound here, we'll just get rid of that. He came back onto the Reddit and said, "Oh, let me explain it a little bit better. I expressed myself a bit clumsy because I was getting wrecked so hard. It was a 16-3 game. But here's what I think about it. It annoys me that someone that is this good doesn't take the chance to jump on a team. Really good teams have asked this guy. He's getting first picked all the time over the best players in the world. He can become the best player to ever touch the game and obviously also earn money that kids in his age can only dream of. To me, there is simply no logic behind not joining a pro team and going full-time CS in his spot. He is playing like 10 FPL games at least per day anyways, so the time is obviously there. Why not take 1 year off school and try it? I did it and it paid off for me. I'm actually putting down a lot of time at work to make FPL a good progress, or process, I assume, and something we can all be proud of, to find the stars of tomorrow. But with people turning down some of the top teams in the world, in my opinion, they should not have a place in FPL. Just my two cents." So, basically what he's saying is that FPL should be this, you know, almost like a training academy. You play with pros, you get noticed, you get picked up, you are on the road to being a pro player. Now, I got to be honest, he's probably masking a little bit of what's going on, because a lot of pros, and again, I know I've talked privately about this, you know, think he cheats. They thought Rops cheat, and I'm going to get into that in a second. But certainly, I think we can all agree that if anybody should be sensitive to that kind of allegation, it should be JW. You know, I remember when WRTT, his team with Emilio and Zelos, I think it was, beat then ESC Gaming, the legendary Polish team that are now Virtus Pro. They beat them 16-0. Everybody was saying JW cheated. I remember the emergence of Stewie2K, again, an FPL star who would run through smokes and just pop three heads instantaneously. And American pros were saying Stewie2K cheats. Now, one of the best all-round players in the world, I think it's fair to say, even if we do take into account North America's, you know, kind of disadvantages, if you like. So the idea that pro players would, you know, not be able to see that in the past, we've had young players emerge through by being pug stars and they go on to do amazing things. It's an incredibly short memory. And actually, most of these players will have gone through something like this themselves. I remember the good old generation in the UK Counter-Strike scene. This is one of the reasons why we don't have a scene. Was because that every new young player who came through who was good, he's cheating. He must be cheating. He's got to be cheating. Fuck him, he's cheating. And they would smear and slander them out of contention to be picked up for a team. Meanwhile, sponsors had to recycle the same 10, 15 old players who were getting past their best, were really missing the boat. And now, unfortunately, it's too late. We've lost all the true veterans that could maybe transition and educate young players. We're left with a bunch of young players who don't have the attitude, don't have the skills, because they've never been developed. And it's kind of sad. And what we're left with is basically mediocre talent. So it's very dangerous. It's very risky. Now, the thing that really surprised me about the Rops issue is, where are all the clips of this guy cheating if he's such an obvious cheat? Let's be clear. We exist in a time where every high-level pro has an aimlot clip now. Now, you can take this to mean a few things, but pretty much I divide them into two categories. One is kind of where I stand with it, which I think is sensible, which is that there's something with CSGO and the way that the game is interpreted by CSGO TV that makes these aim locks look more common, more frequent. Right? That's what I believe. And I don't know if we can exactly pinpoint what that is. I'd like to hear from Valve if they could explain it. But certainly, I don't believe option B which is we're surrounded by cheats. The top level of the game is infested with people who are cheating, people who've gone their entire careers having never cheated, having never had these clips, have suddenly decided, fuck it, I'm going to start cheating. And let's be clear who we're talking about. You know, we're talking about guys like Pasha, right? People are linking me Pasha clips and saying, look how blatant that is. This is a guy who said if anybody in his team ever cheated, I mean, obviously he said before he'll kill people, he also said he'd chop his dick off if anyone in VP ever cheated. I don't think he's going to say stuff like that, you know, for that wonderful image, and then go and cheat himself. I mean, that would be ridiculous. I don't think Shox is a cheater. You know, people link me clips of him on the regular. I don't think all of Brazil are cheating. I think that basically that is a bunch of, you know, disgruntled fans of their scenes, having seen what was a lesser scene a few years ago, suddenly overtake their scene. I think that's what it's all about. You know, I'm not saying one or two pros aren't cheating. That'll always be the case. But the idea there's some widespread endemic level of cheating is ridiculous. Yet, despite the fact that I can get linked to, here's a clip of Flusher, here's a clip of JW, here's a clip of Shox, here's a clip of Pasha, here's a clip of Bialy, here's a clip of Fallen, here's a clip of Cold Zero, I've never been linked to a clip of Rops. Never. Not once. So that says to me that, well, what is this guy doing? So I've been watching the guy. Now, I don't have a lot of time to watch CS these days, even less time to play it. As much as I have moved away from playing the game, I still love to watch good Counter-Strike, and I always will. It's the greatest esport ever created for me. So I've been watching it, and I've been watching Rops. And do you know what I see? I see good fundamental Counter-Strike. I see a young guy who's got very good reactions, very good crosshair placement, just good fundamentals. There's a few things off on his game, you know. I mean, as with all young players, I think he tends to play a little bit aggressively. I don't think his style will necessarily translate to the slower pace of LAN major tournament Counter-Strike. I think he'll have to learn some things. But in general, I see a very talented player, right? And nothing stands out as suspicious to me. So this is as bad as it got, right? This is as absurd as it got, as ever gotten for Rob. So I looked over at, you know, Vax Sucks. Vax Sucks is a subreddit dedicated to trying to expose pro cheats. And, you know, maybe this is a waste of time. Maybe it's a good thing. I'd rather people were vigilant. I don't necessarily have an issue with Vax Sucks. I understand the need for it to exist if CSGO subreddit moderators aren't going to allow the discussion of whether or not players are cheating on the subreddit. There'll have to be a subreddit that does. So, hang on, let me just play this here. So here's what they came up with. Just look. So, you can see here that on Rops' stream, he's playing and he's looking around up here.
On default.
And the best theory that they could come up with to explain his prodigious talent is that he has a second monitor. Well, I mean, which player doesn't have a second monitor this day and age, to be frank? You know, everybody streams. You need a second monitor. It's just the nature of the beast. You know, my producer has four monitors to do what we do when we record shows and stuff. So, but also it doesn't even explain why that would make him so good. People are like, well, he's got a second monitor and you can see him looking at it in the clip and therefore he knows what people are like. Everyone streams with delays, so it can't be like stream sniping, like what Marky was doing. You know, why does it make him so good? What, he can get in the game? Like, nobody's really explained why a second monitor would, like, there's a way to configure it that would make him this unstoppable killing machine. And this is the best people can do. So my inclination is that Rops isn't a cheater. My inclination is he's getting a hard... assessment is that he's getting a hard time from the pros, simply because he's not known. He's an unknown quantity. And I think that's unfair. And I think that's ridiculous. Now, of course, he's actually got... actually, just before we get on to that, he has gone on to do things like nothing I've ever seen to clear their name. Let's be clear, right? When I think let's compare him to Jolzy. Remember Jolzy? He's a bit of a meme. Amazing player from Finland. Super talented, but couldn't go to LAN. And people said it was because of social anxiety. Now, I've talked to lots of Finnish players. I've never met a Finnish player who believes he was cheating. I've always been inclined to think that if you LAN dodge to that degree, that you, it's right that people suspect you. I think LAN dodging is something that needs to kind of get called out, right? Not to say it definitely makes you a cheater, but if somebody suspects you of cheating when you continually dodge lands, that's fine. Now, I've talked to Natu. Old man Natu told me this kid just has unbelievably crippling social anxiety, and he, you know, but he's attended small lands. And if I was as good as Joel Z was online, it's the same argument that JW was making about Rops. I'd want to go and, you know, become one of the best players in the world, because that's what the talent dictates. But here's what Rops did that, you know, the likes of Joel Z and all these other talents never did, right? So he went to play FPL, right, at the Face It headquarters, okay? So he went to Face It and played his style of play, okay, in the headquarters of the league that he is supposedly cheating in. So if this kid was cheating, he is the ballsiest cheater of all time. He is the ballsiest cheater of all time. This would be more ballsy than if Flusher was cheating and having his hat that says mouse lifting and all this bullshit, right? This guy would have balls of steel. Anyway, as you can see from the comments, while he was at Face It, he was still top fragging and still playing amazing while surrounded by tournament admins and the very people that could ban and expose him from the league. Now, not every player who gets accused of cheating does that. That right there should buy you a lot of respect for this young man. Simple as that. Now, the other problem Rops was talking about, and it's a very legitimate problem, was that he couldn't convince his parents that it was a good move to leave his education temporarily because of the way the Estonian education system works as well. I think if you like leave at some point, it's a lot harder to get back in than it is, say, in somewhere like other European countries where it's like you can just take a gap year or, you know, whatever. And that, you know, he couldn't convince his parents that this was a legitimate thing, that this wasn't a bunch of scam artists that were going to use him. Well, let's be clear as well. That's a valid concern. I've been a team owner. I've been a manager. I've had those conversations with parents. I've tried to explain to parents, yes, your 16, 17-year-old child is very, very talented and can make lots of money from doing this. But you've got to understand that this is now a valid career path. It doesn't make sense to you because it wasn't around when you were young. It wasn't what you were brought up with, but this is real. And sometimes you win them over and sometimes you don't. And I've seen lots of talent kind of thrown by the wayside because of parental pressure. It's happened in StarCraft. It's happened in games as diverse as, you know, fucking, I don't know, Guitar Hero and shit. People don't understand that there's a market here still. We're getting there. Every passing year, it's changing, all right? But understand it from his point of view. He's good, but he's got to tell, he's got to convince his parents that he's good enough, that this is worth leaving his education for. I don't know many parents that'll get on board and support you even in this day and age, even ones who are esports savvy, because we all know the value of an education. So this is a story that checks out. This is a story everybody should be sympathetic to. And again, people were just dismissing him. Oh, it's just lies. It's just bullshit. Second point on this. Rob says that it's very hard to convince my parents that it's a good move because there's so many scammers and liars out there. What do I do for a living? Right? You know, well, not for a living. Put TBS to one side. But what do I do in my spare time? What have I made a name for myself doing in the Counter-Strike community? Is it exposing liars and scammers? Oh yeah, it is. And do I ever get them all? No, I don't. Do I ever have a day off? No, I don't. There's dozens and dozens of them. I get messaged all the time. This organization owes me money. Look at this contract. It's complete bullshit. It's just a fucking free-for-all. And people break promises because there's no real consequences. Now, if Rops managed to convince his parents, right? Oh, hey, this is a good idea. Let's do this, you know? If Rob's managed to convince his parents to let him take this, you know, plunge into a team, and the first team that he gets in with is a scammer. Well, I mean, he's fucked himself education-wise. He's fucked himself in the eyes of his parents. He'll never get another chance. And, of course, he gets fucked over in general because he's just another player getting fucked over in the big machine that is esports. So understand his caution. Be a little bit empathetic because I certainly am. I've been there when even experienced pros, you know, have had teams owe them money or kick them out of team houses and they've had to come stay with me. It's not just Steel, which is the example I bring up all the time. I'm sure he's quite fucking bored of that reality now. But other players have done it too. I've had players come stay with me when they've been having problems. You know, this is the unfortunate world in which we live. Anyway, this story has had a happy ending because Rops has joined Mouse Sports. And Mouse Sports are a good team, right? I've criticized Mouse Sports in the past. For obvious reasons, because they've done ridiculous things. First of all, as a team, they seem to just be beholden to Nico. They were never going to keep him, you know, and he was playing with players who weren't even good enough to be in the same company as him. They have labored holding on to players that simply are not good enough for the longest period of time, and now they're finally taking a chance. And to be fair, they've always taken a chance on talent. You know, Nico himself is proof of that. And now they finally put Spidey into a substitute position. Like, hallelujah. Because that guy's just been dragging the team down for the longest period of time. And they brought in Rops. So he's now with Mouse Sports. So you think, well, this is a good opportunity for him, right? Like, and already he's hit the ground running. Rops has been one of the, I think out of the, at the time of recording this, out of the four games he's played, he's actually been top fragging. And again, frags don't mean everything. But let's, in fact, no, I'll bring it up. I'll bring it up. Let's have a look at his statistics on HLTV. And we'll go to his match history here. All right, so here we go. This is, yeah, so he's played four games for Mouse Sports. And I'll bring it up. I'll bring it up for you, right? He's played four games for Mouse Sports, four maps, I should say, rather. You can see here he's playing against very good teams. Envious, G2, right? And he's gone 21, 18, 26, and 21. This player is no joke. This is like a legitimate good young player who's going to be mixing it up with the best of them. He might be the player that like reinvigorates Mouse Sports at a point where they can maybe be, you know, kind of semi-competitors, solidly in that tier two. That might be a realistic thing because sometimes players can do that. Sometimes all it takes is one player to be able to do that. Nico can do that. And did it for Mouse Sports multiple times. I just don't understand the kind of hostility that this kid has had to work through. Now, also, I do want to say, I'm not saying the kid's legitimate. I'm saying there's no evidence to suggest he's illegitimate. And we enter into a very dangerous territory, I think, where players who go out of their way to prove their legitimacy get called out in the same way that complete randoms who don't do anything to prove their legitimacy, get called out. If we treat them the same, we're really going to miss diamonds in the rough. And this is the key thing here. We're at a very crucial stage of CS development. We're about to go massive in China, right? This could be that next step. What we do not want is stagnation. And that's not just stagnation of maps, stagnation of meta, stagnation of talent. We need to see this conveyor belt of young talent coming through to keep the game alive and healthy. And I've seen what happens when that doesn't occur. All right, so Rops is actually symbolic of something very, very good indeed. I don't believe he's a cheat. I don't believe he should have had the level of criticism he's had. And hopefully now that he's affiliated with a team like Mouse Sports, he can not only go on and reap the dividends and go on to have a very fruitful and successful pro career, but he can also act as kind of like the poster boy for the future of Counter-Strike talent. So those are my thoughts on it. Maybe you agree, maybe you don't. Guess we'll find out. Anyway, thanks a lot for taking the time. Watch this. I will see you on the next video.